India Aware News brought to you by Lakshmi Singh. With India on the cusp of a second COVID-19 wave, the country reported 40,715 new coronavirus infections in a day. Registering an increase for the 13th day in a row, the total active caseload has mounted to 3,45,377. The death toll increased to 1,60,166 with 199 daily new fatalities. 8 states including Maharashtra, Tamil Nadu, Punjab, Madhya Pradesh, Delhi, Gujarat, Karnataka and Haryana are witnessing a rise in daily new COVID-19 cases. Meanwhile, the centre has revised the time window within which the second dose of Covishield vaccine can be taken, asking all states and union territories to administer it between 4 to 8 weeks instead of 4 to 6 weeks. Afghanistan Foreign Minister Mohammad Hanif Atmar, who is on a 3-day visit to India, met his Indian counterpart S. Jaishankar today and discussed ways to strengthen regional and international consensus on the Afghan peace process. Expansion of bilateral relations, economic cooperation and regional connectivity also featured in the talks. Ramping up the inoculation drive as COVID cases are surging in many states, citizens who are 45 and older can be vaccinated from April 1st. At present, only citizens who are above 60 and those over 45 with other illnesses were allowed to get vaccination. According to Prakash Javadekar, 4.85 crore people have received at least one dose of the COVID vaccine and 80 lakh have received the second dose. BJP on Tuesday released its manifesto for Assam, promising a corrected NRC, that is National Register of Citizens, if it came to power. Among its 10 commitments, the party also mentioned several developmental measures, including a promise to solve Assam's flood problem as well as protection of indigenous rights. Unveiling the Sankalp Patra in Guwahati, BJP President JP Nadda said, "We are committed to bringing a corrected NRC to secure and protect Assam. We will protect genuine Indian citizens and detect illegal infiltrators so that Assam can remain Assam's." Ahead of the upcoming assembly elections in Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Assam, Puducherry, West Bengal, the Election Commission has banned bike rallies 72 hours before the date of polling and on the polling day in all election-going constituencies amid reports that anti-social elements use motorbikes to intimidate voters. And for more such news, log on to www.indiaware.com.